This is the NetGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about. Welcome to the NetGroup Investments Insights podcast, where we explore a variety of news and insights that investors care about. Today, we're discussing smart investment strategies for families, particularly as it relates to tax-free investing. In discussion with me today is multi-manager investment analyst Sinead de Villiers, who is well-versed both personally and professionally in the benefits of tax-free investing. Hi, Sinead. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Tumi. It's such a pleasure and thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with tax-efficient investments. Can you explain why it is important to start investing early in tax-efficient ways?
Absolutely. So the earlier you start investing in the tax-free bucket of your investment portfolio, the sooner your money gets exposed to the power of compounding, which is very commonly known as the eighth wonder of the world, tax-free. This means that you don't need to worry about paying tax on dividends or tax on interest earned every year, or even tax on capital gains realized when you disinvest in the future. Now, with the annual contribution limited to 36,000 Rand per person, investing up to 3,000 Rand a month is very high on our priority list for each family member. And we actively use it to secure and achieve financial freedom for our twin boys.
That sounds like a very solid plan. So are you able to give us an example of how you would quantify this?
Sure. Let's quantify it using a pure equity fund, as it's a perfect solution for this scenario. We have time on our side and we don't need to worry about capital gains tax when we disinvest in the future. And if we contribute 3,000 Rand per month towards each of our kids' tax-free investments today, they're 5 years old, we will reach their lifetime contribution of 500,000 Rand when they are 18. And with the tax-free investment, let's call it T's and C's, they will then have access to the savings that we have worked on for them if they wish to withdraw it.
And what can they expect in terms of returns at different stages of their lives?
So if they choose to keep it invested longer than 18, the amounts become really material. So for example, at age 30, they will most likely have about 750,000 Rand in today's terms. So 3 million Rand projected, or just over 3 million Rand projected. And at this age, it's the perfect amount to put towards buying their first house. If they wait even longer and they only access it when they're 40 years old, it could be about 1.2 million Rand if you think about it in today's value. And let's say at this stage, it could be such a useful contribution to them starting their own business. If they wait even longer and let's say they want to retire at age 65 and they only choose to use a tax-free investment then, they would have about 4 million Rand in today's terms, which will be a very, very useful addition to their retirement.
Oh, that's so impressive. I wish you were my mom and I wish somebody had done this for me. But how do you educate your children about the value of money and investment and also ensure that they understand, especially given that, you know, we do have young kids, they're 5 years old. How do you approach this?
Oh, gosh. So as with all other aspects of parenting, it's a big task to educate our boys on the value of money. It's something you just try and do every day in little things. You just look for all opportunities to teach them that everything has a price and, you know, you have to work to earn the money to be able to afford that price. So we look for ways every day to educate them and hope that they eventually learn to make good investment decisions when they're older. But the material contribution that we can make towards their financial freedom with this tax-free investment opportunity is definitely worth the effort, and let's call it the risk of us getting it wrong, and hopefully them seeing what we have achieved when they're 18 years old and we eventually tell them about this opportunity that we have for them. It'll further drive the lesson that it is so important to save and invest, and that it'll motivate them to invest for their futures and the future of their children and even following generations.
I understand that the NetBank Money app is also part of your strategy. So how does that fit in?
Yeah, so the NetBank Money app offers such a cool opportunity where it's very easy for you to invest the Greenbacks rewards you've earned into one of your unit trust accounts. And I started a few years ago, let's call it playing a little game. I selected the NECOP Investments Opportunity Fund for this opportunity, excuse the pun. And I was just curious to track how much a few hundred rands invested every now and then can grow to. And it has been such a pleasant surprise. It's been such a fun game.
That is indeed a great opportunity for additional savings. Sunay, before we say goodbye, just please tell us maybe some of the reasons why it's also so important to celebrate financial successes.
I think celebrating success, big or small, is such a critical part of, or such a critical ingredient, let's call it, to a successful investment journey. As humans, we're so often consumed by worry and we focus so much on the poor decisions we've made. And we forget that our perception impacts our emotion and how we feel about something impacts our decisions. So celebrating all our successes definitely helps you to foster a positive outlook on your investment journey. And it will leave you feeling happy and motivated. And if you're feeling happy and motivated about your investment journey, it'll help you keep making good investment decisions. So I often, you know, like remind my friends and colleagues and clients to look for the successes in their investment journey and celebrate them, learn from them, and use that positive energy to keep going.
Sunay, thank you so much for sharing these insights. So that is Sunay de Villiers, my fellow colleague, and she's a multi-manager investment analyst, and she's really been enlightening us to help us understand how taking advantage of the power of compounding and investing in tax-free investments can help secure financial freedom for families. This podcast is for marketing information only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.